In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's coolest conversations podcast time in Little Steven's Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. My guest today is Hope, the frontwoman and lead singer for the Norwegian all-female rock and roll band The Cocktail Slippers. Their latest single is She Devil, Shout It Out Loud, and available from Wicked Cool Records. It's also a recent coolest song in the world. I'll spin some of it now, and that'll be followed by my chat with Hope on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Now hear me out. I've got one thing to say.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and now, dear listener, it's time to have our coolest conversations, and joining me is Hope, who is the lead singer of the all-gal Norwegian band The Cocktail Slippers. Hi, Hope, how are you?
Oh, hi, Manfred. I'm doing fantastic. In the middle of a rehearsal, so at the moment, life is good.
Excellent. Well, let me ask you about your family and friends. You guys all stay healthy over the course of this pandemic, over the course of this past year?
Ooh. Yeah, luckily we've been healthy and everything, but you know, everyone has been, we had to change our lifestyle and stay inside, and or at least we could walk in the mountains and walk in the woods and everything, but it's been affecting us as well, as much as everywhere, I think, and we have been playing shows for a long time, but luckily we've stayed safe and sound.
Excellent. So over here, we talked about people in your pod or your bubble. Who are the people that you had in your pod? Like, I don't know, a boyfriend or roommate? So who all made up your pod?
I think all the girls in the band, we kind of look at each other like we're in the same cohort, like we say here, or pad, yeah, or yeah, bubble, or yeah. And then we all have kind of, or some have family, and so they're the extras to our pods, like, I guess. But mm-hmm. but we have been able to narrow it down, so we still got to meet all the time and to meet at rehearsals every once in a while. So it's luckily we have the music and the rehearsals, so we don't totally go insane.
Well, so you and I haven't spoken before, so I want to find out some about your background. I know you're the lead singer of the band. Well, when did you start singing?
That's a long time ago. I think I started singing in when I was very small, but it took a few years before I was into sports and show jumping and everything. So it took a few years before it got serious. And I think I was in a band in college, something like that. And quite a few different, not that serious bands, but then I got a phone call from Rocket Queen, because I was in a small garage band called Betty Ford. Mm-hmm. And we'd released a few singles and played some shows. And then I got a phone call from Rocky, like, oh, we need a new lead singer. And are you interested? And we have a show in 3 days. So I'm like, yeah. Oh, the Cocktail Slippers. I love them. So that was so exciting because, the garage band I was in wasn't really going anywhere. We had a lot of fun, but the Cocktail Slippers, that was a big deal. So that was 3 days later, we had a show and it went great. And then since then, I've been part of the band.
Wow. So yeah, she called you up and she said, we have a show in 3 days. Are you in? And you said, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was, of course. I wondered that.
So you mentioned something about your background there. Did you say something about jumping, show jumping? Do you mean like as in horse riding?
I like in horse riding. Yes, that's true. So the same as Bruce Springsteen's daughter. She's actually on at the moment, a Norwegian team. Jessica, she's a great show jumper, and she's riding for a Norwegian team. I know right now. So it's, I've been doing show jumping for several years and traveling around in Europe and stuff. But that was when I was very young.
All right. So what possessed you to start singing? Did you play an instrument before that, or you just always found yourself vocalizing around the house?
I started with like playing in march bands when I was in kindergarten almost, and then in preschool and stuff. And then I started playing different instruments, but it was kind of and singing a lot. And I was always singing at every occasion, but not in a band before like college, I think. So it's, but then it got quickly serious because of the interest and everything. It's kind of, and then I had to sell the horses or. It takes so much time to have horses. So after that, it's like, now I can use more time with the music on the music. And
so when you were growing up, let me ask you, when you were growing up and thinking about singing, what kind of music was in the household? Did your parents play music, or were they playing records a lot? Or
no, my father played a trumpet, but that wasn't like a big influence. I think it was more of a, no, I just started listening to everything I could. And it's, I don't know, it's my older brother and what friends play. So it wasn't really my mother had a piano, but she wasn't she's not a piano player, but, it was music all around, but not like a big music family. Mm-hmm. Even though my father used to sing all the time. Actually, he did. But it was kind of something I found myself, I think.
Well, are your parents very supportive of your singing, or is it more like they're kind of like, wow, can't believe she's doing this?
I think no, they're supportive. Absolutely. Like, you totally have to do this. This is so much fun. They're coming to concerts my mother is coming to all the concerts and everything. So not all the concerts, but a lot of them. And always like, how's the cover coming up? And how's it going in the studio? And how's it? Yeah. So they're very supportive. Absolutely.
Do you have any siblings, brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have an older brother, 5 years older. So it's, and he's supportive as well. He's not that into all the rock music, but it's, but he's absolutely supportive, I have to say that.
Very, very cool. Well, speaking of cool things, our coolest song in the world this week is your new single, She Devil, Shout It Out Loud, available from Wicked Cool Records. And I know you've got an upcoming album due out in the fall. Was this track recorded along with the rest of the album?
It was recorded, or we've been recording for a while, but this was recorded in the last part of the session. We started with a few singles and then we did all the rest of the album in one. And this is from the last part, and we're really excited about the song. And yeah.
Well, my notes say the song is credited to the band in its entirety, you know, just the song, Cocktail Slippers. Tell me about how the tune came together.
We started in the rehearsal room, just drums, guitar and vocals, and then something just happened. We were just playing around, and then this is kind of fun, let's do something about it. And then this should be about something, something like this. And so it kind of got together in the rehearsal room, and we had a lot of fun doing it. It was just an easy song to make in a way.
I was told the song was produced by Little Steven and Mike Hartung, and I wasn't familiar with Mike before, so I look him up online, and his bio says something about him being from Los Angeles, but relocating to Oslo. And he's worked with groups from, from like Aha to black metal bands. How did you meet him and why did you decide to work with him?
He's been around for a long time. He's been working with great bands, and for many years now, we've been talking about like, oh, we have to do something together. We have to work together. And Mike is so great. And now we finally had a chance to like, okay, let's go to studio together. And he's got his fantastic studio in Oslo. Yeah. So we did most of the album at his place. And he's really great, Mike. He's been living in Norway, I think, for 20 years or something, maybe longer. I think it's a story, boy meets girl, Norwegian girl and everything. And he settles here, decides to stay here and from LA.
Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah. So how did you girls actually meet him?
Yeah, I think, or I know him from before. So that's, I've met him like years, for years. I think it was at this Grammy kind of Norwegian Grammy party, and late at night, if we're like, we have to work together, and yeah, let's do that. And but then it took, I think, 2 years, but finally we got to do. And I think he totally gets the sound we want and everything. So so we had so much fun doing this. You know, the absolutely best part with it is when we contacted you and got the title of the song is totally your, we owe you so much for doing this.
This folks may not understand what we're, but to be more clear, I guess that a little bit over 2 minutes in the song, there's a spoken word part there. And Rocket Queen had contacted me and said, we want just some sort of stuff. If you could just say things about like, oh, women should be in the kitchen washing dishes, you know, women can't play rock and roll. And if you could add a southern accent to that. And so I just came up with a different sort of rednecky voices, rednecky characters doing things. And the one that you guys went with is kind of more of a, I guess, the preacher guy.
About.
And so I was curious as to whether the she-devil part actually played into the, because it lands really well there. And I was thinking, well, I don't hear she-devil actually in the rest of the lyrics. So I'm very flattered and very honored that you guys were able to make use of that stuff. Very cool.
It actually made the song. It was like, we thought the song sounded great and we were happy about the outcome, but it was like something is missing. So like the importance of what we were trying to say with the lyrics didn't really come through. And I know it's humor, feel good, but now we need that irony. And when Rocket contacted you and we, oh Lord, when we received the tape or what you made out of it, that was fantastic. We're just like, we have to use the she-devil part. We're actually listening to the whole, everything that you've sent us yesterday, and we're going to use the rest of it as well. It's fantastic, really.
Well, thanks. Well, let's talk about the some of the lyrics and the idea here, because I mean, this is pretty important. This is stuff. Well, you're like detailing comments, like you might. Like what was, there's a line there about put up the bass. This sounds too pop for a rock band. Are these are things that you've had to deal with throughout the course of your career?
Yeah, I think it's something all female musicians had to be dealing with through the years. Like, do we have more to prove on stage, or should we be more humble just because we're female? People can say, hey, you were pretty good, but I think it'd sound better if you like didn't have that, just that as much distortion on the guitar amp, or you should maybe play some more classical punk, or that's a bit too pop on that chorus. Or it's different things that people can tell us that I don't think they would tell to a guy. So we're kind of like, or we're going to play whatever we play anyway. So it's not going to break us, but it's over the years we've had so many things happening. So we're kind of like ironizing a bit over it, but it's absolutely there. Why can't a female guitar player dry hump a guitar? Why can a man do that?
Well, this is your anthem. This is a Cocktail Slippers anthem. Shout it out loud. You know? It's very cool. Well, we talked about Mike some, but as I mentioned, my notes say at least it was produced in part by little Steven. What was Steven's role in the recording?
Oh, he's been, we met him when he was in Norway. The last time he came to the studio and he was listening to all the songs and commenting on them. And so we started there and then he had a lot of comments and, but he was happy with, the ground or the drums and the start we had made. We've been bouncing back and forth with the different, song tracks. And he's been like adding some guitar on this one, adding a vocal part on that one. And so it's Steven is that's been absolutely great to have him on board on the producing side on this one as well. And on all the lyrics, all the songs.
So I'll mention again the title of the new single, She Devil, Shout It Out Loud. And I was looking online and I saw, I think this was on your Facebook page, and you may have done this through other media as well, but you were asking people to vote on the album's title, choosing between Shout It Out Loud or She Devils. Are you still taking votes or have you decided?
We have actually decided now, but that was a hard one. We were like, should the name be She Devils or Shout It Out Loud? So it's, and then it would also be available on vinyl, 7-inch vinyl together with this other song, Too Good To Be True.
Right.
Yeah, so then we have She Devil there. Then that will be the name of the vinyl, the 7-inch vinyl. And then the album will be named Shout It Out Loud.
All right. Very cool. Very cool. So the Cocktail Slippers, if I'm remembering this, the band actually began about 2001. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's actually 20-year anniversary right now.
Well, there you go. That's exactly what I ask you about, 20-year anniversary. So are you going to have a 20-year anniversary tour in the fall when the album comes out? Is that even possible with the pandemic stuff still or not?
Hopefully. If we all get the vaccine in time and the world opens a bit more and it's possible, then we will definitely try to come on tour then or early next year. It all depends on vaccination and everything.
Well, are you able to play any live shows now, or have you played any live shows, or do you have any coming up?
We got to play a few live shows in June, I think, last year, June and July during summer, because it was a bit more open and Oslo has been locked down for 6 months, I think now, but it's possible outside of Oslo to play for 100 people sitting down, I think. So we're going to do a few concerts soon. It's not the same with concerts like rock concerts when people have to sit down, but it's better than nothing. People are so, I don't know, they really want to go to concerts at the moment. So, but I think hopefully in the fall, it's possible to travel some more and tour with the album here. And we really, really want to come to the U.S. again and tour.
Well, we want you here. Well, let me ask, when you're doing the shows you described, you're playing for 100 people that are sitting down, is that an outside show or is that inside?
That's inside, actually. So it's, but I think that will be for 50 people, maybe 50 to 75, maybe. The limit at the moment is 100, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about trying to get to the U.S. maybe next year?
Yeah, hopefully. The best thing would be to go in the autumn and tour with the album then. But unless we're going to bring it out in early 2022.
So have you done any shows yourself with the band? Have you played any shows here with the Cocktail Slippers in the U.S.?
Yeah, several. We've been playing we did a tour. We've been playing several times in Philadelphia, Bowery Electric, and New Haven, and Boston, and all around. So it's we played once with Palmyra. That was fantastic. She's great, and we've been touring with The Connection a few years back. So we've definitely. I've been touring with a man there.
Well, terrific. I wasn't sure, you know, how that worked on the timeline. Well, definitely we have to play some shows together if we get you guys over here next
year. Oh, that would be awesome. That we would love that.
Yes, that will be awesome with a capital A. Now, we're going to take a listen to the B-side, Too Good to Be True, in a moment. But I want us to, you know, let's talk about that some. Now, at the start of Too Good to Be True, there's some sort of percussion thing going on. It kind of makes me think of this Tom Waits trash can thing. What is that?
Oh, that's actually something Mike added just in the mix. Yeah, so we have to give him that one. but this was actually it was supposed to be the B side, or it's the B side of the vinyl. So this is something we recorded a few years back. So it's been in the can in a way. But we really like it. But we're like, oh, we have to do something about it. But then Mike, okay, I can do this and this, and we can fix it. And then I think it turned out really nice. I really like both what Mike did with it and yeah, the song is, I love the song.
Who wrote that tune? How did that one get put together?
Oh, that was, the band wrote it together with Kim Bergstedt. He produced our last record, mm-hmm. People Talk. So it's, we wrote it together with him.
And so the lyrics for that song, did you help write the lyrics or was it other folks in the band contributing to that as well?
Yeah, that was mostly Rocket Queen. I think okay. It's mostly her. Yeah, it's mostly her story.
Very cool.
Actually, yeah.
Well, Hope, thank you so much for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you so much. That was great. Thank you so much.
You guys, good luck with everything that's coming up and getting the album out. And I want to see you fine ladies over here stateside do some shows with you, okay?
We would love to come soon.
All right. We're going to take a listen to that B-side now. Here's Too Good to Be True from the Cocktail Slippers in Little Steven's Underground Garage. To Be True. That's the B-side to the Cocktail Slippers' latest single, She Devil, Shout It Out Loud, and available from Wicked Cool Records. This is the Mighty Madford, and thanks again to the band's lead singer and frontwoman, Hope, for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Olivia Callahan for producing our podcast, and join me next time when we'll check in with Chris Rogers of Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems. Their new single is called I Can Still Feel It, and we'll talk all about it on your next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.